and welcome back to the Solve the Overeating Puzzle podcast. I am Eugenia Nikiforo, your host and the founder of this podcast, and also Unlocks You, the Eating Psychology Clinic, where we give you a mind plan instead of a diet plan and focus on the psychology of eating, on nutrition and your brain to give you the freedom and also the control that you are looking for when it comes to food, your weight, and actually your life in general. This is a very special episode that I am going to do this time because so many of my clients, if not actually all of my clients, ask me, can we please discuss the Christmas time? Can we please discuss this festive season so that I feel in control, so that I don't overeat, that I don't binge, and actually can really enjoy this? And I thought, well, what the best way probably to do, if all of my clients have this question, maybe you have this question as well, maybe this is something that is on your mind as well. So in this episode, we're discussing how to avoid overeating and binge eating during the season, during the holidays, during Christmas, during the festive season, the season that is coming up, why we overeat, so what's causing that potentially for us, and then also what we can do, so what are the different strategies that we can do to feel in control of food and actually just really be at peace and enjoy this time as well. So yeah, have a listen, and I hope you enjoy and find it helpful as well. So let's have a look why we tend to overeat actually, and maybe even binge eat during Christmas season or any type of holidays, or when we are in sort of, yeah, I guess social situations as well. So some of these tools will definitely apply for birthdays, for social gatherings, for Easter, for any type of, I guess, celebrations when food is available. So why do we overeat? Well, first of all, it's actually quite normal for humans to eat more food when more food is available. And I would like to share with you actually this research that has been done, where they tested two groups of people, and one group of people was given a bowl of soup and they said, just eat as much as you want and finish when you're satisfied, when you are done. So that group of people ate a certain amount of soup. Some of them finished everything that was on a plate. Others left some in the bowl. The other group of people also got a bowl of soup, but there was a hole actually at the bottom of that bowl, and they actually kept filling it up. And they also said, well, just finish when you feel satisfied. And what they've noticed is that those people actually ate much, much, much more than those who had a certain kind of size of plate. And the food wasn't kind of, refilled for them. Yeah. So what we see, what we learn from this is that as humans, we tend to eat more when more is available. And it really kind of makes sense when we think about human survival instinct, right? So before we had all this food in the supermarket, and when food, now obviously food is, for a lot of us, is easily available. Let's say back then, before we had supermarkets, before food was easily available, food was not always available. So we would eat more when there is more available. So let's say we had to hunt, right, and kill a deer or any sort of other type of animal. So we would eat more at that time because we don't know when we're going to have more food available and how many days we might need to go without. And so we have that instinct to eat as much as we can while it's available. And so it's very normal that when more food is available, that we will want more as well. If we look into dopamine, what we also know is that dopamine is released by even just seeing food, right? So it's called predicted pleasure. And again, it really makes sense from a survival point of view because when we see food, it predicts pleasure. Dopamine is also a hormone. I mean, dopamine is responsible for so many things, but it's also a hormone that is responsible for us to continue hunt and gather, and also to continue with an activity that predicts pleasure, right? So when we see food that we associate with pleasure, of course we will want that because again, it's our survival instinct to want that food because that's what will keep us alive as well. So I find really understanding how a lot of the behaviors that we have are actually very much instincts and really make sense why we have that. But what's also fascinating is that the diet mentality actually really taps into that survival instinct, right? Because what we are doing is when we are in that dietist mentality, when we are restricting food, when we're telling ourselves that this is forbidden, I shouldn't be eating this, then we are tapping into that survival instinct, or it goes against the survival instinct because we're basically signaling to our brain that this food, what really keeps us alive, that that's not going to be available, that there is scarcity. So if you think about that deer that I was talking about, your instincts are kicking in and telling you, well, I need to eat this now and as much as I can because this food is not going to be available later on. Which is obviously not true these days, right? Because, like I said, for most of us, food is easily available and we can go to the supermarket. And in fact, for most of the Western world, food is in abundance. We have a lot of it. And for a lot of people, we eat more than what we actually really need as well. So what happens is that we kind of tap into this Last Supper effect. We believe on a very subconscious level by telling ourselves this, I'm going to start doing being well or being good tomorrow, or let's say if it's like Christmas time, right? Christmas season, what I find quite often people would think, well, I'm just gonna go loose during this Christmas season, during this festive season, and then in the new year, I'm going to start being good and focus on weight loss. So what happens is we're actually tapping into this Last Supper effect. So, and again, that survival instinct, well, it's not going to be available to me. There will be restrictions, there will be scarcity. So I need to get as much as I can now. And as fast as I can now as well. And that's often what we are doing, actually. We go into this festive season, or even into the Christmas day, with the idea that I'm just gonna go crazy and I'm going to ruin it anyway, right? Might as well just kind of do whatever I want, and then I'm going to be good, and then I'm going to go on a weight loss journey, and then I'm not going to eat all that food for a long time. So we are stepping actually into that scarcity. We're creating that scarcity for ourselves as well. Okay. So what to do? How, I guess, not to tap into it, right? So what do we do? Some strategies that I want to discuss. So what's really important is that when you know you're going to have more food available, one is remind yourself it's very normal to eat more than you would on a sort of, let's say, regular, I'm gonna call them regular days, so days when it's not Christmas, okay? So know and accept and be kind and gentle with yourself, knowing you will be consuming more food. And that's okay because that's what makes us human. More food is available. That's just the way we are wired. We are naturally wired to eat more food when more food is available. But what's really important is that you don't tap into the dietist mentality because that's where we go against our survival instinct, and that's where the survival instinct will actually work against you rather than you are working with it. Okay, so really important that you don't skip meals before your Christmas, whether it's lunch or dinner or whatever you have, afternoon tea. So don't skip breakfast, don't skip lunch, or don't skip any food really. Don't try to save up calories, okay? Because again, when there is scarcity, you will naturally then overeat. So what I wanted to do, always remind yourself, is that food is in abundance. Food is there. You can have as much as you can. You can have as much as you want. It's there for you. So don't skip meals. Don't save up calories. Treat the meals before, let's say, the actual Christmas meal, or you have barbecue, or you have any sort of festive, I guess, gatherings before Christmas. Skip those me sorry, treat those meals before like normal meals. So like a regular day, have your breakfast, have your lunch, have your meals, and really try to remind yourself this is just another day. Okay, this is just a regular day. There will be more food available. Therefore, I will be eating naturally more. That's the way we are. And that's okay because I don't know about you, but I have overeaten before. If you've known my personal journey, obviously, I've not only overeaten, I did struggle with binge eating before. And hey, how many times when I binged, I thought, how is my body going to be able to actually digest all this food? And here we are. Everything is okay. Our bodies are just amazing and they will digest more food. Okay, they will be okay. You will get rid of that food through those regular ways of getting rid of kind of everything that's not required. Okay, so trust your body. Your body will know exactly what to do. That's the main part of it all. So what I want to share with you is a specific strategy, actually, that I share with clients that works really, really, really well for Christmas, but also just whenever more food is available. Okay, so you can come back to the strategy. There is a birthday party, when there is barbecue, when there is anything where food is available, morning tea, afternoon tea, it doesn't really matter. So what I want you to do is this. Grab a plate because we think in portions. So remember about that, about the test that they've done with two groups of people, right? The group of people who had a certain plate, they had only a certain amount of food because that's what was available to them, and they were satisfied. They didn't feel the need to eat more. So what we seem to be doing well is to have portions, to have size, actual sizing. Even, and this is now me kind of going on a tangent a little bit, but I do want to add this because that applies actually at any time. So even if, let's say, you wanted an ice cream, instead of getting like a whole tub of ice cream, the bigger the tub, the more you will want to eat actually. But if you ate, or if you got, for example, bought just one cone of ice cream, or even a cone with like two, let's say, portions, right? Two bowls of ice cream, or just kind of like a cone of ice cream, or just a normal Magnum ice cream. Okay, you would have that ice cream and actually move on. You would feel much, much more satisfied. Let's say you're out and about and feel like, oh, I feel like ice cream. So you're just gonna go and have that. You will have that one ice cream and you will feel satisfied. If you are at home and you have like a whole tub, you will actually want more. Even after, let's say, one scoop, you will feel like, well, maybe I can get some more. The same applies with chocolate. So my suggestion to clients is instead of getting like a whole block of chocolate, if you really feel like, oh, actually, I feel like a bit of a chocolate, get a little bar of chocolate. You have that little bar and you feel much more satisfied than if you, let's say, had like bought an entire block and would have just one row. It's much, much harder to stop after one row and put the rest into the fridge or cupboard and think, well, I might have it another day. This block of chocolate will be speaking to you. It will be speaking to you to continue eating. We are not as easily satisfied actually that way. So it's very fascinating. So knowing that, we work real much, much better with portion control, portions in general. That's what I wanted to think about when it comes to moments when there is more food available like that. Grab a plate, knowing that this is your portion, the plate is your portion. Keep in mind how much you usually would eat, sort of when you have your regular meals. That plate won't be like filled up with food, right? With your regular meals. It will be more today, right? On that day, because there's more food available. But in general, just keep in mind how much would actually satisfy you. And then I wanted to think what would satisfy you. And then I wanted to choose what really stands out to you. Things that you think, oh, this would be really, really delicious. This would be really, really beautiful. That's what I want. So, and then start, just choose all the different things on the plate, put that on a plate that really stand out to you, that just look delicious, and you think, I would love to try this. I would love to eat that. Instead of, I'm going to go for the healthiest option to keep my calories down. Because that's where you start going into the scarcity mode, and also that's where you start going into forbidden fruit effect, like I'm not allowed to have it. That's where it kind of what can happen is you can go into the binge eating mindset, and that's how we often start also a binge eating episode that might happen even later or after or next day or when you get home because you feel like you missed out, right? So I want you to think what would really satisfy you. Really choose what stands out to you, things that look absolutely beautiful and delicious, and then choose how much would satisfy you. But please also remember, probably there will be dessert. So don't fill up your stomach with only the food. Keep some space for the dessert. Often there are also drinks available, so there is more kind of water, more liquid, more drinks. So keep that space, because what in your stomach, because what I want you to experience is actually satisfaction rather than being so full that it becomes uncomfortable. Yeah, so how much would satisfy you? What would satisfy you? Keeping in mind there's dessert, there are drinks. And then have that on the plate. Sit down and enjoy what you have. No need to feel guilty. No need to feel bad. This is what you chose, and enjoy it. And then the same with dessert. Even if there are different types of dessert, go for it. Choose what stands out to you. Choose what you really would like to try, even if it's like a tablespoon, but go for it. And the same with drinks as well, right? So I want you to have a beautiful experience. I want you to enjoy this food. Don't choose based on calories. Don't choose based on what's the healthiest option. Choose what would really satisfy all your senses, yeah, and your heart and your soul. It is a special day. Treat it a special day. And then again, remind yourself it is normal to eat more. It's okay. Your body will digest it. You will be absolutely fine. I want you to really notice if your brain starts going or kind of start having that talk that, oh, I've ruined it, or it doesn't really matter, might as well continue. You haven't ruined anything. There is nothing to ruin because you are eating food. You're not eating dirt. You're not eating, I don't know, something that you shouldn't be eating. You are eating food. Unless you're allergic to something and you will have an allergic reaction. Yes, of course, then there is damage to your body or something. There is actually something going on. Otherwise, you are okay. That food is food. It might be that not the most nutritious food, but again, it doesn't create any damage to your body. So enjoy this. And then when you have that food, I want you to then also focus on the people who are with you, because that's the main focus, right? What is the focus of festive season? What's the focus of when we come together with other people? It's people. It's the time that we have together, right? It's the time that we share together. It's an experience that we share together. So put attention on that. Yeah, put attention, give attention to those people around you. Keep focusing on how do you want to experience this time as well? How do you want to experience this day? What is really important to you? And I want you to also focus when it comes to that day, when it comes to, let's say, Christmas Day, to keep a certain structure in mind. So I have clients who said, well, we are actually going to meet like for breakfast or brunch, and then we're going to spend the entire day together playing games and maybe having barbecue later on or going for walks and things like that. If that's more like an entire day or half a day, structure the day as you would in your like on your regular days. That means have your first meal. If it's lunch, it's lunch. And then you might have like more afternoon tea. So you might have like a coffee or tea or something like that. And then there is dinner time. So avoiding grazing throughout the day, because that doesn't help, because then you're not enjoying the actual main meals, right? So think about what are the main meals that you usually would have, and try to keep that structure as well. Because then you will enjoy those main meals. And then in the meantime, again, come back to and focus on people, on the activities that you do. Maybe you're playing games, maybe you walk, maybe you go somewhere else and do things with other people, because that's what it's about. Food is a big part, of course. That's the time when we eat certain foods that we usually wouldn't eat, right? Certain desserts that we usually wouldn't have. It is a very, very special treat as well. But again, it's not only about food. It's about so much more. It's about the people you love. It's about the activities that you have. It's about sharing that time together, sharing the experience together. It's about creating memories as well. So remind yourself of that. It's time for to be with our loved ones, right? And that should be the main focus. So keep that kind of vision on, in your mind. And if that helps, set an intention for the day, create a word, that would remind you of that intention. And if you need to write that on your wrist or on your hand, on your palm, do that to remind yourself of that word. Maybe something like family time or contentment or sharing experience or peace or whatever resonates with you, just to remind yourself of what is it about for you as well. And then next day, really important, please come back to just your regular eating, your regular meals. If you are someone who has breakfast, have your lunch, have your snacks. Usually it's obviously a day off, so go for a walk, go for some activities, just come back to your regular life. Sometimes, obviously, if the celebration was at your place, there are some leftovers, that's okay too. Just have the leftovers, but again, come back to those regular meals, regular meal times as well, coming back to normality. You might find that you are less hungry because obviously on that day you consumed probably more calories than you would usually on other days. So allow your body to talk to you. Allow your body, trust your body. If you're less hungry, that you're less hungry. That's okay. If you're not hungry for breakfast next day because obviously you had big meal in the evening, that's okay too. Just have your first meal when you're hungry. And again, trust your body. As soon as you start overthinking, that's where those fears come in. That's because that's the head. It's those thoughts, those worries, it's conditioning, it's dieters mentality that comes in. Your body doesn't have those fears. Your body knows exactly what to do. It knows how many calories to consume. It knows how to digest food. It knows everything. So trust your body. Our bodies are absolutely amazing. So these are the strategies that I share with my clients, and I really hope that helps you as well. Let me know which one you're going to do as well. So much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you will find it very, very helpful going into the festive season, going into Christmas. And I really hope that you will enjoy this absolutely beautiful and special time as well. Let me know if you found it actually helpful. I would love to receive a text message or a message from you, maybe on Instagram or my email as well. Go to unlocksyou.nz on Instagram and flick me a message. What are the tools that you applied, and did you find it helpful? In what way did it help you as well? I would love to hear from you. And as usual, share this episode with those who you think might benefit from this. This helps me to share this message, and also we never know who might need to hear it today. Thank you so much. I wish you a very beautiful day, evening, no matter where you are in the world, and we will talk very soon again. Bye for now.